have been reserved for the king's pleasure. Therefore, the king's portion is reserved for you. A prepared position awaits you with the King of Kings sitting at the head of the table. He desires that you sup with him in the presence of your enemies. By accepting his personal invitation, your needs are met, the desires of your heart fulfilled, and to top it off, you will receive the exceeding abundant above all you can ask for or even think of. Imagine that. The more you understand the king's heart, without a shadow of a doubt, you will begin to make more room for heaven's treasures.
Welcome to King's Portion. This is Catherine Joy Foster, and the theme of our program today is Awakening the Heart. In Proverbs, the 4th chapter, the 23rd verse, in the New Living Translation reads, "Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life." When our heart is awakened, then we'll be able to activate the glory of God at the same level as the finished work, because we have a fixed heart. For revelation comes to a prepared heart, transformation comes to a willing heart, and manifestation comes to a receiving heart. So for us to have our heart awakened, then we'll be able to believe and receive the impossible. I'll be right back after this message from my sponsor. Plan to stay tuned for the entire program today. Visit us on the web at blog.kingsportionlive.com. That's blog.kingsportionlive.com. Welcome back to King's Portion, where the theme of our program today is awakening the heart so that you can believe and receive the impossible. We want to make this point that awakening heart means that we have a heart that sees Jesus as he is, and to see him in all of his beauty. In Isaiah, the 33rd chapter, the 17th verse, in the Living Bible reads, "Your eyes shall see the King in his beauty, in the highlands of heaven far away." That's showing that we have no distractions of seeing Jesus. That means that we can also be where he is, seated in the heavenly places at the same level of glory. Now let's look in 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter, the 7th verse, in the Complete English Bible. And this is what the Lord was saying to Samuel. "Have no regard for his appearance or stature, because I haven't selected him." God doesn't look at things like humans do. Humans see only what is visible to the eyes. But the Lord sees into the heart. What Samuel was doing when he visited Jesse and all of his sons, except David. They had David out in the field because they didn't think that he would be considered at all. But God says, "I'm not looking for somebody tall, dark and handsome. I'm looking straight at the heart, one that I know who can see Jesus as he is in all of his glory." He saw Jesus as a conqueror. So he saw himself as more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who loved him. On our program today, you're going to enjoy the music of Seven Complete. And he's going to show us just how much Jesus is the conqueror for us. Let's hear him as he sings "Conquer."
When it's all said and done, it's only going to be Christ on the throne, and Christ alone, Jesus. He came to conquer. He's coming back to conquer. Yo,
the vision and mission is Seven Complete. It's for the streets and the heavens to meet. Bottom line is, God hates Satan, they can never sever the beef. I ain't gonna put no frosting on it. Got the message of the cross, you want it. Cause if you don't, homeboy, your soul's lost and haunted. Like Uncle Fester, Cousin Nick.
What I'm saying pierce your heart, doesn't it? Take a stand in our band with my brothers in arms. Covenant, I ain't talking about the government's army, the Democratic Republican Party. Guarantee that the angels of God cover and guard me. Y'all continue to exalt yourself and put out false perception. It's cost effective. Yeah, true, they got away with words. Seem like they got away with words. But one day they gon' get what they deserve. Till then I'ma pray and serve. But oh so blasphemous. Lord, I would blast if I had permission. Nash on a mighty rest in that Jurassic picture. On the counter mishandling the past description. But the weapons are not carnal. Told Jeremiah the skeptics will not harm me. And the method is not karma. Reppin' any section, New Bethel to Mount Carmel. Word.
Yeah.
As sure as Elijah was fed by the ravens, I walk in the same faith you brought the dead out the grave with.
Pastors, preachers, teachers, evangelists, prophets, come on.
As sure as Elijah was fed by the ravens, I walk in the same faith you brought the dead out the grave with.
Everybody that's called by his name, get up.
I'm talking about my savior, man. Alpha, beta, omega, code. Let my data load. Minister of the millennium, Pentium process. Seven complete conquest. Spiritual rhyme threats release. Never delete. Lyrical progress. When Jesus of Nazareth comes back like Lazarus to rapture up half of us. Holy disaster struck in. No man can react fast enough. Volcanic blast erupt. Spreads of plagues and pestilence. Various areas desolate. Death is the estimate. The next event is everlasting agony. To be cast into massive feet. Beneath this forecast predicts the Lord's wrath is accurate and no tragic accident. Salvation don't cost a dime. Without it, you're lost behind. The devil must have lost his mind when he crossed the line. Trying to floss with that false design. Cautious rhyme is an awesome sign. Time of the elected squad. Set aside and selected by the utmost respect to God. Lust and greed. Lust and greed leads to nothing. Must be discussed this league of justice. Jesus is Lord. Believe and trust him. Christ is King's son. No need for customs. This ain't no ancient myth. Even a faithless atheist can relate to this.
Catherine Joy Foster Music Ministries is a 21st century multimedia marketplace ministry. In your discovery, you will find the power of God present to go where you are, to take you where Jesus is, raising you up, repairing you, restoring you, so that you can be as Jesus is in this world. Now available for workshops, banquets, conferences, webinars, concerts, prayer meetings. You can call area code 216-486-8615, extension 1. Again, that's area code 216-486-8615, extension 1. Proud to be an advertiser for King's Portion Web Radio.
Thanks for staying tuned to King's Portion, where the theme of our program today is awakening the heart so that you can believe and receive the impossible. We said to have a fixed heart, number one, it must be a heart that can see Jesus as he is, and that is to see him in all of his beauty. Second, that heart must be transparent so they can always seek God. In Matthew, the 5th chapter, the 8th verse reads, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Why is that important? Because Jeremiah, the 17th chapter and the 9th verse and 10th verses in the Living Bible reads, "The heart is the most deceitful thing there is and desperately wicked. No one can really know it, how bad it is. Only the Lord knows. He searches all hearts and examines deepest motives so he can give to each person his right reward according to his deeds, how he has lived." So you see, this is God showing us that without his heart in us,
without us constantly seeking him, that our hearts can deceive even ourselves by telling us a lie that it believes that we can even believe. That is showing us that we really need the Holy Spirit to be the comforter and the teacher and the counselor, because we know that he doesn't talk about himself, but he leads us straight to the throne of God, to that we can live transparent before God and have no deceitful thing or twisted thinking as we come toward God and try to act like we need to bribe him in any way, because we can't. Again, let's listen to Seven Complete as he sings Hip Hop Honey. And I'll be right back.
Hello?
What's up, girl? You gonna come back to the Lord or what? I mean, come on, Hop, you know what it is. You iced out now, huh? You got you some cars, you blinging now, huh? You know who created you, though. Come on, girl, keep it real, come on.
1993, she was looking so fine to me, knowing it was my time to be a MC. I kept shorty a rhyme of three before she dated me. We related creatively, words that she would say to me. I led her to the Lord, I jot down the verses and I let her do the chords, similes and metaphors. She liked to write the song, I like the microphone. Favorite phrase, long as my gas and my lights is on. A different type of strong came from a broken home. Pops on heroin, listening to Earl Flynn. That was the early 80s, boys the men, girls the ladies. Break dancing, pop locking, hop had the block popping. Those was the love days before the drugs came. NYC graffiti on the trains in the subway. She found ways to learn how them record labels earn cash off the way them DJs make them tables turn.
I can't afford to lose her. The industry is trying to rape her. I pray that the Lord will use her.
Video girl, type of chick that'll make you go and get rid of your girl. Mommy got a banging body, probably gon' tempt me. Hard to keep it holy when you got me on empty, but I ain't looking for no hip hop honey. Quick to holler at a homie cause she think he got money. Asking Poppy for 100 when he only got 20.
Baby, what you pick up from the gift shop for me?
This can't be the same girl I fell in love with, who used to break beats, now she doing club hits. Her dude smack her up, now her lip is swole. She up in Monroe, swing around stripper pole. Plus her boyfriend taught her how to flip a O. She tried to get control, gotta let the liquor go. She once was a diamond in the rough. Now every other night you can find her in the club with her real friend Joan and Maya. And when she come home, she alone and tired. Whatever it is, money and sex, Hot follows. She'll do anything to become the next top model. Man, back in the day, that real hip hop, when hip hop was real, man, you know, she was thorough, man. She was fine, you know what I'm saying? But it's like the industry didn't got a hold of her. It's like she a strawberry on crack. It's like that. You know, they raping her, taking her gifts, using her. She ain't authentic no more, you know. But I believe that hip hop can come back to the Lord, get her life right, and be used by the Lord for his glory, man. Talking about that real hip hop, that gorgeous hip hop, without the thongs and the ice and the bling and the cars and the flash.